Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 26th of October 2025. Today's topic is Making Right the Wrong. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 20 verses 1 to 8. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, She is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent, and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Verse 5, Said he not unto me, She is my sister? And she, even she herself said, He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Verse 8. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 20 verse 7. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Making right the wrong, otherwise called restitution, is one of the cardinal teachings of the Bible. It is an act that reflects the genuineness of one's claim of salvation. The narration from our text conveys to us that Abimelech intentionally took Sarah, Abraham's wife. That action displeases the Lord, and in a dream he graciously revealed his displeasure to Abimelech and demanded an immediate return of Sarah to Abraham. God revealing his mind to Abimelech informs us of the affection of Christ to sinful man. Making right the wrong takes the form of returning stolen materials or materials obtained illegally with the use of force, paying off debts, making confession to those slandered, owning up to actions cleverly concealed to relevant authorities, and forfeiting privileges or ill-gotten materials like certificates obtained by fraud, impersonation and examination malpractices. The storyline in our text reveals that Abimelech obeyed the instruction from God and received the blessings of obedience. Restitution clears one's conscience from guilt, bringing peace in the heart. However, some delicate restitutions require counseling from spirit-filled ministers or leaders for proper guidance. Quote for the day, Restitution clears one's conscience. The challenge for today is, Make right your wrongs for a blissful eternity. Prayer. Lord, help me to correct my past. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheroveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.